You know, I think, look, it's always hard to have that adjuvant discussion. It's a conceptual discussion. It's hard for patients to understand who are outside of the field. You know, we teach our fellows to talk to patients about the concept of an insurance policy and all of those kind of typical teaching points. But, you know, it's a tough discussion. And I find that, though, in this day and age, the very, very large majority of patients will choose some therapy because they've been able to understand that they've either seen people or know people who have had a cancer come back, and they want to avoid that fate. And so there's a lot of buy-in to that point. And I think the 3 months is going to help, because I think that when I tell patients, oh, you're going to need adjuvant chemotherapy, and they say, for how long? And I tell them 6 months, I see their face drop, because a lot of them think they're out of the woods and they're done. We all know that they get referred from the surgeon. It's great. We got it all. It's done. A lot of them think it's over. And some of the surgeons will say, well, you know, go talk to your oncologist about the pros and cons of chemotherapy, which is, and then we come in and we always say, with rare exception, patients with positive lymph node and colon cancer, we always push the chemo. Whether it's, you could have a debate on FOLFOX, ZVOX, or single agent or doublets, but we always say, you got to get something. And so they come in a little bit shocked with the duration, I find, because some of them have this concept that it's going to be a few months shorter. So now I think you can have that discussion. And that's a nuanced discussion that I think should be individualized to the degree of risk, just like some of the other things we do in stage 2 colon cancer. It's the rare patient now with stage 2 colon cancer gets treated, but I would say it's the high risk. So in the same way, if I have a patient with 8 positive lymph nodes, I'm not having usually a discussion yet about 3 months. So,
and as you say, you know, it's really interesting. We should go back and do a study like this on 3 versus 6 months, because then it'd be interesting to interview people who got neuropathy, you know, that hasn't gone away with 6 months, in terms of, you know, how much is that worth to them. What about any ethnic? I know there's a big Asian population in your area. Any difference ethnically?
Yeah, I mean, we see a big diversity here of patients. And, you know, in big urban centers, there's sometimes a little more skepticism about chemotherapy, as you know, whether it's holistic approaches or alternative approaches. We get a lot of patients who are opposed to chemotherapy. So we do get some of that no way, no how type of answer. But I'd say ethnically, there's no differences. We see, you know, no differences in terms of their willingness to accept it.
You know, it's interesting, too, the whole dynamic of the adjuvant decision. You have it in lung cancer and breast cancer. I was just reflecting on the fact that yesterday I was interviewing Hal Burstein from Dana-Farber, a breast cancer investigator. He presented a case to me, this woman who came in wanting to get adjuvant chemo, feeling she needed it. He does an Oncotype DX assay on her, and it's low. And he says, you don't need chemo. And then she turns around and says, well, I still want it. And, you know, he said, you know, probably the risk of secondary leukemia or whatever is going to be greater than the benefit. And yet, you know, that idea of the regret of if a patient develops a recurrence, I guess, is so dominant in this situation.
Yeah, I think it's more dominant in breast cancer, to be honest. Because, I mean, in colon cancer, we really, you know, it's not as much decision-making goes into the decision. Fundamentally, it's been until now a pretty clear consensus that patients with stage 3 colon cancer get 6 months of FOLFOX or CAPOX. And so, you know, maybe now we're going to have to start having those nuanced discussions, but it's not going to be about chemo versus no chemo. It's going to be about 3 versus 6. And what's very interesting is, you know, I feel this group of patients, and there's no data on this yet, or not long-term data, but where maybe the 3 versus 6 is okay if you drop the oxali, but maybe some of them should get 6 of the 5-FU type of thing.
That's interesting.
Because it is, you know, the toxicity is pretty much from the oxali at that point. So I don't know if too many studies have looked at that or whether that's something of future study. I think it is. But this data set, which is the IDEA data set, is such a robust thing. They should be able to milk that for a lot of subset analysis to really nail down who are the people, you know, who don't need that 6 months.